This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number three of the program here on Monday morning. And of course, we are one day away from it being election day. And we can get more into that. We can get more into those Trump comments yesterday if you want to talk more about that. We can also talk more about those Eversource natural gas hikes and National Grid. But the Eversource one is a much bigger one and all that and more. And I also have an interesting story about a way that one New England Police Department is combating the idea of porch pirates ahead of the Christmas delivery season. So we'll get into that and more. But right now, let's go to the phones. 508-996-0500. Good morning. There we go. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad. Did you forget your English muffin in the toaster over there?
No, it wasn't me. I had nothing to do with it.
Okay, so this thing is probably not going to be over for another whole week, probably.
Well, I'm trying to think. Yeah. Do you remember? I think it was Friday that they finally made the call last year. Not last year. Last election.
Yeah. Well, you got to get an answer either way. I mean, I've been watching the rallies and everything. And, you know, I get confused a lot, too, because I don't think they know what they're saying. I watched when I was watching Trump's rally, and then across the bottom, you know, I have that those words rolling by, and it said a few times, it said, latest polls showing Donald Trump on the verge of victory. And then after that, 2-3 hours later, I'm looking at somebody else's stuff, and no, she's just a little behind him, and but we don't know anything. They can't, how can they project anything like that?
Right. So I was watching some of the methodology yesterday of how they make some of these determinations. But in the end, it's all with the caveat that, you know, we won't know anything until the votes are actually counted.
And then I also heard they were talking about they caught a bunch of ballots or something. They found a bunch of ballots and now he's putting a lawsuit against them. Oh, whatever. I don't know. And now they're saying, oh, yeah, he wanted. I just about heard it when I turned on because I was out, came in. I didn't get to hear the first part of your show, but I heard when you said something about, was it Trump? Well, I didn't see if it was he that said it or somebody else, but somebody said they didn't care if they shot into the news media.
Yeah, actually, Donald Trump said that, yeah.
So Donald Trump said that? Well, listen, that's a lot different than actually getting shot at a couple of times. So you can't say it, but it's okay. Let's just try to shoot him. Let's just do that, you know.
Yeah, I don't think it's a good thing to say whether you've been shot at or not. In fact, if you've been shot at, you should be. If you've been shot at, and he's actually only shot at once, but if you've actually been shot at, you shouldn't you really shouldn't wish that on somebody else because you've already gone through the traumatic experience of that yourself.
I don't know. I did you hear him say that? Because I watched all the rally.
I did. He was talking about the glass partitions that are going around him now when he's outside. And he says, I have this piece of glass here, but all we really have over here is the fake news. And to get me, somebody would have to shoot through the fake news. And I don't mind that so much.
Somebody would have to shoot through the fake news to get to me? Is that what he said?
That's what he said.
Oh, that's stupid. You're going to hold that against him? Of all the wrong things that Kamala says on a daily, on every 5-minute basis.
I've never heard her say that somebody should shoot the news media.
I don't know. She said a lot of rotten stuff. Come on, Ms. Weinberg.
Like what? Give me the examples.
Well, first of all, she can't talk to any, she can't be in any interview without saying Donald Trump's name a thousand times.
But did she ever say he should be shot?
Questions. I don't know. I could have missed it.
She did not.
Oh, you know that, right? Your following so close.
I'm pretty sure that if Kamala Harris said Donald Trump should be shot, you would have heard about it.
Okay, I have to change the subject because I only got 3 minutes. I think I already used it. That article with the guy trying all the pizzas around town, I enjoyed that. And you guys need to do more stuff like that. Go to different places, not just restaurants, but anything. When you're out looking at clothes or food in a store and more things like that. I enjoyed that. I watched him eat all that pizza.
Well, that guy, that's Dave Portnoy. He's the guy that runs Barstool Sports, and he's like the most famous pizza reviewer in the world now because he's built that up for himself. And he came down to this area a couple of weeks ago, and he went around. And so he's releasing them all one at a time, but he records them all in one day. That's why he does one bite.
He did this on his own, or did you guys put it?
No, we had nothing to do with it. He does it through his company, and then we were just writing about the fact that he did it because his reviews are taken so seriously by people and they matter so much to people that we were just writing about the fact that he did the reviews.
I was paying real attention when he went to the Dipper. Remember I told you I was going to go there and finally get a pizza?
Yeah.
But see, at that time when I said that, I was so sick with a cold, I couldn't breathe them. If I went there, I would have wasted money because I wouldn't have been able to taste the doggone pizza. So I haven't done it yet, but I'm going. Now, I had a question. Can I go in there and get one piece of pizza? Do I have to get a whole pizza when I'm not going to eat that?
You do have to get a whole pizza. They don't do it by the slice because it's a small pizza. So it's a South Shore bar pizza. So it's a 10-inch small, like it's a one-person pizza pretty much.
Well, how long could I put the rest of it in the freezer before it starts to turn rotten? Because maybe once a year I could eat a piece of it.
I mean, I wouldn't leave it in there for multiple years, no. But if you want to freeze it, and then what I would do is I would individually bag each piece. And then pull out a piece when you want to have one. And, you know, I find, as somebody who can't eat what I used to be able to eat, the last time I got a bar pizza, I ate one slice and then I couldn't finish the rest of it. So, I mean, it's a small, like, I think it would be like two or three pieces would equal like one slice of like, a large pizza, like a large Papagino's pizza. So.
So we had a guy with a camera there too. They have to take somebody with them to do all this kind of stuff. And he doesn't work for BSM, so he has somebody there with a camera, right?
Yeah, so he's like one of the richest people in the local media. He just bought the most expensive house in Massachusetts on Nantucket. Yeah,
he's, I don't know, he slipped right by me because I never heard of him.
So he owns the company Barstool Sports, which has, you know, just revolutionized blogging and sports blogging and then went on to other things from there. And so this one bite pizza review thing became one of his most popular segments. And so now they have their own website for it, their own app, where people can not only read his reviews, but put in their own reviews. So it's become hugely popular.
Well, I'm not too much interested in the sport type of thing, but that pizza thing and roaming around the restaurant, I got a kick out of that.
Yeah.
Now, before I hang up, because I know I went way over time, thank you very much for that. I just want to say, you know that Donald Trump's going to win in the end, and you're just going to have to deal with it, Mr. Weinberg, you know?
He's going to think that he won no matter what happens.
Oh, he's going to win. We know that. Have you watched any rally? I know you don't like him. Have you watched any of his rallies at all?
But what good does that do?
Just to see, if you're interested to see what he has.
There's 65,000 people at every Patriots game, but they still lose.
Yeah, but that's according to how they play their game. But this is different. This is running for president.
It doesn't mean anything.
No?
No.
Well, I enjoy all
the amount of people at either rally doesn't make a difference. No, that doesn't matter at all. Mm. That's 20,000 people out of 80 million people that have to vote for them.
Well, I see victory. Victory! Amen. Yeah, have a great day. Enjoy your sandwiches and go have your pizza.
Oh, no, I'm not having...
I'm going to go to a big celebration party. As soon as we find out that Trump is president again, it's a big freaking party, and I might even have pizza and cake over
there. I'll tell you what. If Donald Trump wins, I'll buy you a Dipper pizza.
You will?
Yes.
Well, you can take all of it home and just give me one piece. I'll be satisfied with that.
You can share it with a neighbor or somebody else, or put the rest in the freezer, because I can't eat that much of it either.
Thank you. I might hold you to that.
You absolutely can hold me to that.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Have a good day.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, good morning, Tim.
How you doing?
Good. Thank you. Hey, you know what, though? So Donald Trump said what he did about the media, but you know what? That's the same media that after the assassination attempts on him really showed no kind of concern, or they didn't show any kind of sympathy for the fact that the guy almost died. You know, so if he's bantering back and forth, he's a juvenile, yes, but... Really, this is a media that's been all over him for a long time.
Well, first of all, the media's job isn't to show sympathy. The media's job is to be objective reporters.
Yeah, exactly. In a perfect world, Tim. But right now, you've got a very biased media.
And so secondly, I watched CNN when that happened.
Correctly.
I watched CNN when that happened.
I can't hear you while you're talking over me. Go ahead.
Well, that's because you won't stop talking so I can talk.
Well, because you're interrupting me.
Well... Take a breath. I'll take a breath. We'll start over.
I'm listening to you.
We'll start over.
No, because it's frustrating, Tim.
Are you done? Do you want to have a conversation or do you want to yell at me?
Yeah, well, let me speak for at least 30 seconds, okay? Go ahead. I'm all ears, buddy.
Okay. I'm sorry. Did you put in a job application to work here? Or is it still called the Tim Weisberg Show?
Screw yourself, Tim.
All right. Yep. Blocked. What a crybaby. Typical crybaby. Who doesn't like the fact that I thought you were done talking. I didn't realize you were still talking, so I started speaking. And you want to cry about it? What a baby. Oh, my God. Immature. You know, the media wasn't showing sympathy toward Donald Trump. What I was going to say is, I watched CNN after that happened, and everybody to a person talked about how this was a horrible thing. And, you know, these are commentators. These are not people who are reporters. These are commentators who are saying, this is terrible. This shouldn't be happening. You know, there's nobody that would support this idea. Like, this should never be something that goes on in American politics. And that's what I heard across the board from commentators. But from objective reporters, they shouldn't be weighing in on that. They should just be reporting the facts of what happened. But nobody in the media was like, good. I'm glad somebody took a shot at the guy. Nobody said that. Nobody, and if somebody did, it's because there's some edgelord, you know, YouTuber. But nobody in the mainstream legitimate media said anything of the sort. And I'm sorry that they didn't, you know, break out their handkerchief and start crying on national television because it was such a horrible thing to have happen, because it was. But, you know, not everybody is going to have that same kind of reaction that you have. In fact, when I heard about it, I was just in disbelief. I wasn't sympathetic. I wasn't apathetic either. I was in shock that it had evolved to that point. But, you know. If anybody else wants to call in to have me talk over them, 508-996-0500, we're going to have a lot of crybabies that call in this week, one way or the other, and I'm not going to put up with it. You call in here, you treat me with respect, or you're not going to get treated with respect. I had somebody that jumped onto my Facebook the other day, a person that had sent me a friend request, and then jumped into a conversation and took a shot at me about how, you know, people like you that think your opinions are more important than other people. Like, well, it's my Facebook. It's there for my opinions, first of all. Secondly, why would you send me a friend request if you don't care about my opinions? And then his response was, well, you have a radio show, so I thought, you know, you could take a little quiz. It's like, listen, when I'm on the radio, I get paid to listen to people be rude to me. I'm not getting paid to do it on Facebook, so I'm not going to put up with it. And if You know what that is? That's frustration from somebody who knows he's backing a loser. 508-996-0500. We'll be right back. And welcome back in. We've got full phone lines, but we've got one line open, 508-996-0500. So it's not exactly full. It's three quarters full. But let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Good morning. I don't call talk shows. I'm the same age as Trump. And I have an opinion piece that I read in the LA Times from October 21st and another one October 22nd, both of which say, brace for it, President Vance. And I think people are missing the big picture here. Trump's never going to be able to do 4 years. He's already proved himself to be somewhat incompetent at times. And this all feels like a very smooth setup for Vance to step in and take over. So I think people aren't looking in the right direction.
Would you mind sharing your well, you probably didn't. Did they publish them under your name or?
No, I didn't write it. I read it.
Oh, okay, you read it. I'm sorry. I thought you said you wrote it. I was going to say I'd be interested in reading it, but I get you now.
Well, I can refer you to what was written. It's just if you Google LA Times opinion piece, President Vance. I think people should be thinking about President Vance.
All right. Thank you very much for the call.
Thank you.
And sorry, I misunderstood there at the beginning. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Little sad note this morning. The infamous Maggie Pierce passed away.
Oh, no.
And condolences to her daughters. She was a woman, Belfast, Ireland, came over here in the 1930s. She was infamous in her storytelling, actually published a couple of books, traveled throughout the country. She started the TriWorks coffee shop here in the city, and the Eisteddfod over at the university. So on that sad note, she lived a full life. She was 93 years old. So condolences to her children and her husband. That's just a sad note to start out with, but a wonderful human being. And my family was friends with her, and that was my family been friends with her for over 30 years. Full of Irish wit, you know, and really gets you going. She'll be sadly missed. The other piece in the political arena, we have to remember that Biden won the Electoral College by 72 votes. You know, much different than what it is today. But that and the Obama coalition is in full swing. I still think it's going to be a close election. But I'm just grateful that it's going to be over shortly, if that's the best way to say it. I think there has been some inconsistency in society going back to JFK and RFK and Martin Luther King, then the 9/11 situation. And it caused society to have this sort of fear about things being consistent. It kind of played into the destruction of the administrative state, if you will, mm-hmm. where there's no confidence in law enforcement. And one side plays that out, continues to produce fear. I'm hoping that after this election, whoever does get elected, that the country can come together again. I'll be voting for Harris, and I think she's the better choice. Other than that, have a great day.
All right.
See what happens tomorrow.
You as well. Take care. And let's squeeze in one more here before Phil gives us the news. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, how are you, Tim?
Good. How you doing?
Not bad. Have you noticed lately that the F Your Feelings crowd is suddenly overwhelmed with a lot of feelings?
Yeah, they do seem a little bit snowflakey.
Yeah. And you know what my first thought was when the first guy tried to shoot at Trump? How the hell do you miss it 150 yards?
Well, I mean, we're glad that he did. Nobody wants to see anybody be a victim of political violence.
It was a joke. but
we got to be better than that.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's no place for that here. I mean, we've already lost presidents to, you know, political violence. And you lost Kennedy. You got Reagan shot. There's no place for that here.
And what you really don't want is, if it does happen, you don't want people to think that that is, you know, a viable thing going forward, because then you just have chaos and everything.
Yeah, you're right. And I'll tell you, the people that are pushing this violent rhetoric and call for, you know, Mr. Tough Guy, more than anybody else, is the Republicans. And then they turn around and say, wow, you got to tone down your rhetoric. Excuse me.
Right. No, I mean, it was, you know, the end of the world because Donald Trump's being called a fascist when, you know, for months now, he's been referring to Kamala Harris as a communist.
Yeah. And worse.
Yeah. So
I don't forget who the guy was at the rally there who talked about her pimp handlers.
Yeah. I mean, there's some really disgusting comments in that rally. But there's been disgusting comments throughout the course of it, so.
Yeah, and his followers are all okay with that stuff.
They're perpetrating it themselves. I've seen the memes.
I mean, I don't buy it when they say, oh, I wish you wouldn't talk like that. Bull. I think you love it. I've seen the rallies. And when he comes up with these things, they're all clapping and cheering.
Well, when he said the media should be shot, there were people laughing and cheering behind him.
Yeah. Well, he said he wanted to pull CBS's license because he didn't like the way they edited an interview that he didn't take part in. He was invited to, but he didn't. Wait till you see what I do to the New York Times. Really?
Well, now they're upset because they're upset now because Kamala Harris was on SNL this weekend when they didn't extend the invitation to him. Well, why would they extend an invitation to you when you're bashing them every week?
Yeah. And so. Hey, they make fun of her. They've got Maya Rudolph, is it?
Yeah, I mean, that was the joke. That was the joke. She's like, I don't really laugh like that, do I? Like, right off the top, it was self-deprecating. So, anyway, I got to hold you there. I got to go to the news. But thank you for the call.
Have a great day.
You too. And let's turn things over to Phil Devitt. On the other side, we can take more of your calls, 508-996-0500, or your app chat messages on the WBSM app. Take it away, Phil.
It's the eve of Election Day. The candidates in a close race. Cleanup after tornadoes in Oklahoma. And a Christmas classic packs its bags.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Polls are showing an extremely close race just ahead of Tuesday's presidential election. The latest NBC News poll shows Vice President Harris and former President Trump locked in a dead heat. Each candidate received 49% support in the national poll. It's similarly close in key swing states. Both candidates making headlines over the weekend. The Trump campaign says the former president was looking out for the media when he was talking about assassination attempts against him. Trump made the comment during a Sunday morning rally in Pennsylvania.
To get me, somebody would have to shoot through the fake news. And I don't mind that so much, because I don't mind.
In a statement, Trump's campaign spokesman said he stated the media was in danger and should have had a glass protective shield as well. The spokesman added, quote, there can be no other interpretation of what was said. The statement ended, quote, he was actually looking out for their welfare far more than his own. And Harris made a surprise appearance on Saturday Night Live with comedian Maya Rudolph, who's been playing Harris on the show in the run-up to Election Day.
I'm going to vote for us. Great. Any chance you are registered in Pennsylvania? Nope, I am not. Well, it was worth a shot. And live from New York,
in the final episode of SNL before the election, Harris bantered back and forth with Rudolph in a mock pep talk, cracking jokes about her name, her laugh, and Donald Trump. The show was hosted by comedian John Mulaney and featured Chappell Roan as a guest performer. Other presidential hopefuls have made appearances on SNL in recent years, including Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton in 2015 and Barack Obama in 2007. A member of the Federal Communications Commission tweeting over the weekend that Harris's appearance may have violated equal time rules. More than 72 million early ballots have been cast in the election, including one from Harris, who voted by mail. And nearly $1 billion has been spent on political ads in just the last week. There's more spending to go in the hours before the election. Lisa Carton with the details.
Data from the ad tracking firm Ad Impact shows $994 million was spent on political ads during the seven-day span alone. And the spending isn't over just yet, with various groups expected to burn through another $300 million in ads between now and Election Day. Presidential candidates have spent a combined $272 million on ads. I'm Lisa Carton.
Cleanup and damage assessment is underway after several tornadoes touched down in the Oklahoma City area on Sunday. Oklahoma City police say severe damage and several non-life-threatening injuries were reported. The severe weather knocked out power to tens of thousands, and golf ball-sized hail was reported in parts of eastern Oklahoma. And an American Christmas TV classic is switching networks. Here's Scott Carr.
It's a homecoming of sorts.
Mom! Pa! I'm home!
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is leaving CBS for NBC. The stop-action animation feature will be leaving its longtime home network to return to NBC, which actually premiered the film 60 years ago.
I just thought I found a way to fit in.
You'll never fit in!
The special ran on NBC from 1964 through 1971 before moving to CBS. They plan to air it Friday, December 6th, the exact same date that it first aired in 1964. I'm Scott Carr.
WBSM Sports.
Patriots lost to the Tennessee Titans 20-17 on Sunday. They head to Chicago to play the Bears this coming Sunday. Celtics in Atlanta to play the Hawks tonight at 7:45. And Bruins back on the ice in Toronto with the Maple Leafs on Tuesday.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Sunny on the South Coast today, a high of 56 degrees and a low of 47. For Tuesday, a warm front moves in with some clouds and a boost in temps to the upper 60s, maybe even 70. We're back in the 70s for Wednesday with lots of sunshine, colder and rain possible later in the week. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Welcome back in, 508-996-0500, app chat on the WBSM app. And I had teased this a little bit earlier, and I don't want to forget to bring it up because I think it's something that is both very important and something that I think will be adapted in a lot of other police departments around here. But maybe, you know, maybe not in a place like New Bedford where the police department has a lot of activity it's got to deal with every day. But as you know, New Bedford, as well as every other police station, has been designated as a meetup place where if you sell something online, you can meet people in the parking lot of the police station to conduct that sale. So whether it be, you know, whether it be Facebook Marketplace or Craigslist or something, you make this decision to sell something online. Somebody's going to buy it. You don't want to go to their house. They don't want to come to yours. You don't know each other. So it's been determined that police departments, police stations are a place where you can meet up and conduct these transactions. I mean, I've done it in mall parking lots before. I've also done it where I've gone to people's houses, which is not the smartest thing in the world. But now where we are entering into the holiday season and porch pirates are going to be out en masse, and porch pirates, those who don't know, they're the people who are just basically looking to steal things off people's porches as they're getting like Amazon deliveries during the course of the day while they're at work. And I can tell you right now, we're probably going to have a bunch of stories, unfortunately, that we have to put up on the website about, you know, can you identify this person who stole off this person's porch or this person that stole off this person's porch? And it's horrible because those are people's Christmas gifts that are getting stolen. And so one Rhode Island Police Department has started a new service with the goal of stopping these porch pirates. This comes from WPRI. Residents in South Kingstown can now ship their online orders to the police department, and the police department will hold on to them until they are picked up. They're calling it ship-to-station service. So if you live in South Kingstown, you can have your order from Amazon or anybody else you're ordering from online shipped to the police station on Kingstown Road. And then once the order confirmation is sent to the person, so like if you're using Amazon, once it's sent to you, then you want to let the police department know, forward them that email, and then they'll know that it's coming, and then you'll have to show ID when you come to pick it up. But it could be a huge, huge help. All right, I'm going to take a break here. We'll be back in just a few moments. Festival of Lights, and we have your chance to win a family four-pack of tickets to Edaville. You can enter at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. These contests are brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. They're the proud sponsor of all of Tim's tickets. All right, 508-996-0500. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Wait. Hi, Tim. You did such a good job.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye.
All right, that's it. Thank you. All right. I like those kind of calls. Quick and to the point. And if you want to call in, you certainly can. 508-996-0500. So we got an app chat message from Law and Order in a Cushion. It says, good morning, Tim. Earlier you were talking about the Trump campaign gaslighting or downplaying his comments about not feeling bad if someone shot through the fake news to get at him. Isn't this similar to what the White House did when President Biden referred to all Trump supporters as garbage? Both sides have their flaws and play their games. That leaves supporters on both sides to become divided. Very unfortunate for all. I agree that it is very unfortunate for all. I don't know on the Biden one. Certainly if he did intend to say that his supporters are garbage and meant that in a blanket sense, then yeah, then they were trying to downplay those comments. But I think it's also possible that the context of that did mean supporters like Tony Hinchcliffe. But it was, either way, it was the wrong way to state it. Either way, he should have corrected himself right then and there instead of waiting to correct it after the fact. He should have said, when it came out of his mouth, he should have said, let me be more specific, I mean supporters like this person. And if they were trying to downplay that comment because he did mean it toward everybody, then, yeah, they should have said, no, he was just wrong to say it. And even he said, I was wrong to say it. Because not all the supporters are garbage, but people like Tony Hinchcliffe are garbage for making those kind of jokes. And again, it wasn't a roast. It was a political rally. There were people there, I'm sure, because it was in New York City, who are of Puerto Rican descent, who might have been born and raised in Puerto Rico. And even so, those are still other American citizens that you're talking about. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
How you doing? I was so glad to hear that gentleman call a few callers ago in regards to, you know, because I keep on hearing everybody in the Republican Party saying, you know, they're calling them Nazis, and they, you know, they're the one that's spewing all this rhetoric. And it's like, and, you know, Trump's been doing that for 8 years, you know, saying things like communism and fascism and the stock market's going to crash, the country's going to go to you know where, and every other thing you could think of that's negative. And then they jump on a couple words and like Nazi, oh, Nazis, you know, you're getting people to shoot him.
Well,
the people that are shooting at them are Americans.
To be fair, though, jumping on a word like Nazi is a big word to use to accuse somebody of being.
Without a doubt. You know, but if you don't say Nazi things, then people won't say that. When you use phrases like poisoning the blood and things that Hitler said, you know, people won't say that. Don't say Nazi things and people won't call you a Nazi. Am I right?
And don't say those things after people have already likened your rally to a Nazi rally, and then you come out and say something that Nazis said.
Right. You know, and I'm not, don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to walk it back or downplay anything. I think, you know, politics, it always makes me mad that, you know, they go after, you know, instead of talking about policies and things that affect us on a daily basis, they do a lot of talking about individuals, you know, and that annoys me on both sides.
Unfortunately, that's what sells in politics these days, though. That's what fires people up to vote.
You're right. That's it. If you call somebody stupid and you say all these, I guess people get a big charge out of that as well.
Because it's no longer about making a decision; it's about winning and beating the other side, and that's what it's devolved into. Is it's got to be? It's not so much that you know you won; it's that you beat the other person.
Right, you're absolutely right, Jim. And it's too bad this just turned into this. And I really do believe that you know that they would disagree with me, but I think he's changed the whole complex of politics in a way that's, you know, I mean, right from the beginning, you know, don't trust the media. Right from the beginning, elections, it's all fraud.
Well, if you have to look at a bright side of it, just look at it like this. This is not a mindset that can exist without a figure like Donald Trump to keep perpetrating it. So when he is gone, whether it be loses this race or whether it be wins and, you know, serves four more years and then goes away, like it's when he goes away, this goes away because there's nobody else that can have that cult of personality like he has. So I think that you will get a return to normalcy at some point, or at least, you know, some more semblance of normalcy. I gotta hold you there, though. Well, I was going to take another break, but I was going to take another call, rather, but I got to take a break, I guess.
All right.
You have a good day. And let me take this break. Callers, if you want to call in, we got a few moments remaining. 508-996-0500. We'll be right back. The mist across the window hides the light. And welcome back in. Say, we were talking earlier this morning about the passing of Quincy Jones, the legendary music producer, who passed away over the weekend at the age of 91, surrounded by his family. And there's a local tribute that I want to share with you. Actually, somebody that you may not know is local, but Karen Parsons, who starred as Hillary Banks on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, she lives on the South Coast now. She has a home in Westport. And she posted on Facebook about an hour ago a little tribute to Quincy Jones. Now, in case you didn't know, Quincy Jones was actually the producer of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air television show. So she had to audition for him when she was trying to get that role. So this is what she posted to Facebook. She says, "I still consider the day I met Quincy Jones to be one of my most exciting and anticipated moments. It must have been my third or fourth audition for the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. He was handsome and gracious with that magnificent smile. During the audition, he laughed and throw his head back, slam his hand into the table, just full laughs. I was so lucky to see much more of this, and I was so lucky to have been brought to tears of laughter by him. He was a serious man, but full of joy. His eyes twinkled. I am honored to have worked alongside him, to have spent time with him, and I'm grateful that I walked the earth at the same time as this remarkable, beautiful man. Rest in peace." So, a nice little tribute there to the now late Quincy Jones from Westport's own Karen Parsons. So we have a few moments remaining in the show, 508-996-0500. If you can type out an app chat message and send it over really fast, we have that too. But we'll be back tomorrow. Of course, tomorrow being Election Day, how many of you still have to go out on Election Day? There's a lot of people who have voted early. In fact, as we said, Massachusetts had over 1 million early votes. And it was 1.6 million early votes cast as of Thursday, let alone the fact that, you know, in New Bedford, you could still vote early vote into through Friday. In other communities, you could even vote later than that. But they're saying right now, we are looking at a 31.7% turnout for the state's total registered voters just in early voting. So that number is going to go up, obviously, significantly tomorrow. Maybe New Bedford will get 30%. That would be pretty impressive. Right? I still think the number of registered voters in the city is higher than it really actually is. So I'm not getting too worked up about those numbers, because I think they need to call those voter rolls back, and then you'll have a more accurate idea. But I still would think you're going to get a record turnout here for this election, because people know how close it is. And having 32% of the total registered voters already voting. And that's just early voting. That's not including mail-in ballots. And of course, all the people that will be stepping out tomorrow to go back to the Joe Jackson we just played. And then when people come out of the voting booth, you can quote Joe Jackson if they voted for Trump. She really going out with him? No, I just did that to make Chris McCarthy laugh. But there's he just likes a good Joe Jackson reference. That's all. But I think that you've got to see, you know, some big numbers coming tomorrow. And I hope that you are a part of it. If you've already voted, great. If not, make sure that you get out and vote tomorrow, no matter who you're voting for, because you can't complain about it later if you didn't vote in it, right? Isn't that what they say? If you don't vote, you can't complain about it later. I mean, you still can, because if you don't, I mean.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over 1 million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.